Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, this is Misty.
This is Lattes and Legends.
Hello. It's been so long. There's just been a lot happening in my world, and clearly every time I record a podcast on my planner, I just got moved to the side. So I'm back. Yeah. It's been a long time. I have had a lot of life changes lately. I am no longer teaching. I am now just podcasting, and I am a full-time writer, and it's pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. A little stressful right now because we're also moving into a new house. Probably this weekend and most of next week, and then cleaning the old place and just finally shaking off the negativity of our neighbors. So there's that. So yeah, life has been crazy. We've been doing a lot of camping and a lot of music, and it's been awesome. And it feels kind of like normal. That's all I'm going to go with that. I know a lot of people have strong opinions on things, and I'm just going to try to keep it positive and just go with that. So, hey, I'm having a vanilla latte. This is my second one of the day. I got up at 5:30 and did a lot of writing, and now I'm having latte number two and recording this podcast because you're so stoked to listen. Some shout outs, of course, to Donovan and Christy, who are always so good about listening. And I wanted to say hi to my friend Don, who is always good about listening. He was in a really bad accident with his job and fell from a tree, and his body is in some horrible shape. So send some love and vibes and whatever you do his way. Love you, Don. So I'm still doing the Cursed Families series this season. I guess it's a season. Who knows? And this Cursed Family is one that I first learned about when I was a teenager, maybe earlier than a teenager. And I became slightly obsessed with an actor named Balthazar Getty, who was in Lord of the Flies. And, oh God, what else is he in? He's in everything. He's like, kind of like Steve Buscemi in that way, where he's in everything. But Lord of the Flies is where I first knew that I loved him as an actor. Oh, Young Guns 2. Oh, Young Guns 2, that movie. Anyway, and so before the world of Google and internet, you just basically had to, you know, check things out and like word of mouth and stuff like that. And I think it was our grandfather, I don't know, someone older in our family that had told me all about the Getty family and how they were cursed. And I didn't really think about it too much then, but then as I was doing research for this season, I discovered more on the good old interweb. So, this episode is all about the cursed family of the Gettys. Okay, here we go. So, sources for this episode come from vocal.media/families/famous-family curses throughout history that will blow your mind. That's a lot. Grunge.com, NileFM.com, Page6.com, another grunge.com. This one was /367227. FilmDaily.co, TheSun.com, and HistoryByDay.com. /PopCulture/MoneyDoesn'tBuyHappiness, The Getty Family Curse. All right, so if you are not familiar with the Gettys, let's just start by saying that they have been one of the most rich and powerful families in the United States, in the history of the United States. And many people think that their curse simply comes from the fact that they are money hungry, what have you. So this family curse includes deaths, just like super tragic deaths. And yeah, so that's where we're going with this. So it all started with John Paul Getty, who's also known as JP Getty, and he was an oil tycoon. He extracted oil from the Middle East, and this made him a multi-billion dollar fortune. This set up his whole family for generation after generation after generation. He was once the richest private citizen in the whole world. And then things started happening in his life that coined the Getty family curse. He started the Getty Oil Company with his father, George Getty, when they were living in Oklahoma. The curse took hold of JP shortly after. Many people think that this curse is karma for how terrible he was to his family and friends, but some are not sure. If you believe in curses, maybe this is like karmic justice. I don't know. Just depends on what you believe in. So he married five times. His children pretty much never saw him. He even skipped out on his oldest son, George II's wedding. John Paul was a womanizer, and he was very liberal with his ways, I guess. His parents were very disappointed in him, and they were very conservative and very Christian. He tended to like teenage girls. He would marry them, get them pregnant, and he would then ignore them until they were gone. He had a total of five sons from his wives. His fifth wife, Teddy, wrote a memoir. And in this memoir, she explained that Getty scolded her in the 50s for spending too much money because she wanted to treat his son Timmy in the hospital. He was 6 years old and he became blind from a brain tumor, and then he died when he was 12. So Jean-Paul Getty did not understand why she wanted to spend this money to help him get better. But clearly we all know if you have a child that needs hospital help or medical help, you spend that money no matter what to try to make them better. So this tells you a little bit something about his persona, if you will. Teddy ended up dying in England from heart failure. So let's talk about Gordon Getty. Gordon Getty is the fourth child from JP Getty's fourth wife, Anne Rourke. He was a businessman, an investor, he was a classical composer, and he loved just being part of the community. He was a philanthropist, like just loved everything about being in the community. He had a family secret, though. So, after his father died in 1973, he helped to sell Getty Oil. At one point, Gordon was the sole benefactor of $4.1 billion before it was split up into six separate trusts. Gordon Getty eventually became worth about $2.1 billion. This is from the 80s, so I'm not quite sure what that is now, but he had a lot of money. However, when you have a lot of money, it doesn't mean that you are happy. It doesn't mean life is easy, does it? Mm-mm. Not for Gordon Getty. He did not have an easy life, and the curse apparently got him too. All right, so Gordon lost two of his brothers. One was from a drug overdose, and one was from cancer. His sister-in-law died from a heroin overdose, and this is all part of how the curse showed up in his life. In 1999, it came out that he actually had three young daughters from a secret affair. Mm-hmm. This woman's name was Cynthia Beck, and pretty much when everyone found out, they were super shocked and devastated. Mm-hmm. In his musical life, because we talked about how he was a composer, there was a documentary made about him called Gordon Getty, There Will Be Music. According to this article, he is 86 years old right now. I'll double check that because I'm not sure when this article was published. So there's that. All right. So now let's talk about Gordon Getty's wife, Anne Gilbert Getty. She was a publisher, a philanthropist, and an interior designer. She has done fundraisers for Kamala Harris and Barack Obama. She died at the age of 79. And that was, I think, last year. And Matt Gordon, when they were in San Francisco, and she met him at a bar on Christmas Day in 1964. They eventually eloped to Las Vegas. They had four sons, and overall, their family was wonderful. They loved being together, love at first sight kind of deal. And then that's when all the rumors came out about Cynthia Beck and the affair that Gordon had with her. So Anne Gilbert Getty was very popular in New York and in San Francisco. She was a board member of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the New York Public Library, and New York University. So she had a lot going on. She was a socialite for sure. She did a lot of Democratic fundraising events, and then, in 2020 of September, she died of a heart attack. All right, so let's talk about John Paul Getty Jr. So John Paul Getty Jr. had four children, John Paul Getty III and Mark Getty, with one wife who was a water polo champion, and her name was Abigail Harris. Then his second wife was a Dutch actress named Talitha Pohl. Talitha ended up dying of a heroin overdose in 1971. And then in 1994, he took a third wife named Victoria Holdsworth. Hi. A lot of wives, a lot of kids. So basically, John Paul Getty Jr. was knighted by the Conservative Party in 1986. He passed away in 2003. When he was 70, after being treated at the London Clinic for a chest infection. All right, so are you all caught up? Do you know where we are? Do you know how many Gettys there are? Do you know how many children there are? So much is happening. Next up, Mark Getty. All right, let's talk about Mark Getty. He is actually the man who is known for Getty images. Yes, all of this crazy family, all about oil and Getty images and things you never thought you would hear about on my podcast. But guess what? You are. So Mark Getty is the child of John Paul Getty Jr. and Abigail Harris. He is incredibly important in the grand scheme of things because he is the one who started the photographic agency Getty Images. So all those free images that you guys find online, that you go to your blogs or your book report, I don't know what you guys use these for. This is where they come from, Mark Getty. So Forbes magazine called him the child who had broken free of the dysfunction in his family. So Getty Images was founded all the way back in 1994 and now is the leading image supplier for corporate media and advertising sectors all over the world. He has three sons from his first wife, now lives in Rome with his second wife and their daughter. That's Mark Getty. Oh my goodness, here we go. Now, a kidnapping. Yes, that's right, a kidnapping. Oh, so many things. John Paul Getty III is the child that got kidnapped. He is an artist, he makes jewelry, he's been in movies as an extra. He got mixed up with Mick Jagger. So John was introduced to cricket, the game of cricket, by Mick Jagger. But it is famously known that he is the one that was kidnapped in Rome and then imprisoned in a cave in 1973. There's books and movies all about this, so I might dig some of that up and start reading it. His grandfather was famously hesitant to pay the $17 million ransom. His argument was that his other 13 grandchildren would be targets if he paid the ransom. Really? Really? So eventually there was a negotiation done for $2.2 million payment after his grandson's ear, that's right, was sent to a newspaper. About 5 months after the kidnapping, John was finally released. However, PTSD is crazy. Think about it. Your ear got cut off, you're kidnapped, you weren't with your family for 5 months, your grandfather didn't want to pay. Baloney. So, of course, his PTSD turned to dependency on drugs and alcohol. He eventually did suffer from an overdose and a stroke, and that left him quadriplegic, partly blind, and unable to speak. This story is one that people say he definitely is part of the family curse. He died in 2011 at the age of 54. All right. Are you ready for my favorite Getty? That's right. Balthazar Getty. So he is the son of John Paul Getty III and Gisela Schmidt. He's always been interested in entertainment, worked as an actor and a musician. And he also had an affair with Sienna Miller, the actress. He started acting when he was 12, and he landed the role in Lord of the Flies. He's also appeared in movies like Young Guns 2, Natural Born Killers, Judge Dredd. Oh, there was a show. What was that ABC show? What was that show? I don't know. It was a really good show and it was on ABC. I don't know what it was. He's also been in Mr. Holland's Opus, White Squall, Lost Highway, Big City Blues, The Center of the World, Deuces Wild, Ladder 49, and lots of television shows. He's also in an indie band called Ringside. So in 2000, he married a fashion designer and her name is Rosetta Millington. They have 4 children together. However, in 2008, he had an affair with Sienna Miller, and it's been all over the news and in public, and it really messed him up for a while, but his wife is still with him. They live in the Hollywood Hills together. All right, so that's Balthazar. Clearly, he's good right now, let's hope. All right, so let's talk about John Gilbert Getty as I sip my latte. John Gilbert Getty is the child of Gordon Getty and Ann Gilbert. He fell victim to the family curse when he died at age of 52. In November 2020, he was found unresponsive in a hotel room in Texas. He was a musician. He was the heir to about $5 billion of the family fortune, and he was living with some friends and a politician, actually. He had one daughter with Ivy Love Getty, he had one daughter who was Ivy Love Getty. Sorry, I read that completely wrong. And then she has been kind of dealing with his loss so early on. So when he was found dead, an official cause of death wasn't given. There was lots of rumors about, could it be foul play? No one really knows. After they did an autopsy, it looks like he died of an accidental fentanyl overdose. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's that. All right, so let's talk about Andrew Rourke Getty, who is the Getty that is in the 27 Club. Do you guys know what the 27 Club is? I'll let you think about it. If you don't, look it up. You should know. Thank you. So Andrew Rourke Getty is the second son of Gordon Getty and Ann Rourke. He was a businessman, a film director, and he fell victim to the curse in 2014 when he died at the age of 27 by meth overdose. He lived in the Hollywood Hills, but the family just knew him as kind of a recluse. He didn't really engage a lot with his family. Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation. 2 weeks before his death, he filed a restraining order against his ex-girlfriend, and then she ended up finding his body unresponsive. Mm. So there was a lot of meth in his bloodstream, and he was also suffering from heart disease. Ooh. Also, the doctors pointed out that he had an ulcer that was caused from internal bleeding, and that's really what killed him. Oof. His ex-girlfriend did say that he had stomach pains for a couple months before he died. Yikes. And we've already touched base about Ivy Getty, so let's talk about her. Ivy Getty was the daughter of John Gilbert Getty. She right now is 27 years old. She's a model, an artist, and a socialite. Apparently she's beautiful, and everyone has been calling her the it girl on the rise. She shares her father's love of music and fashion. She's got thousands and thousands of followers on Instagram. You should check her out. I think I might check her out. When she lost her dad, she posted a lot of pictures of him on Instagram and said, quote, "My father was awesome. Coolest man to ever land on this planet. And I will forever be the proudest daughter." Aww. I love that. Yeah, so that's what I've got on Ivy. All right, so let's talk about Ariadne Getty. She is 59, and she's the daughter of John Paul Getty and Abigail Harris. She's a film producer and a businesswoman. And in 2019, she was crowned Variety's Philanthropist of the Year for LGBTQ rights. She was born in Rome, Italy, and spent most of her childhood outside of Siena. She married an actor, Justin Williams, and they have 2 kids together. Both of her kids are gay and helped inspire her passion for LGBTQ rights, and she loves to support that community. I love that. She's donated to many, 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 many activism groups, and her son has a fashion line, and her daughter has a lifestyle brand called Strike Oil. Yeah. So she's currently dating a producer. Her and Williams did get a divorce, and it looks like she's super happy, and she maybe has broken the Getty family curse. Oh, I love that. So let's talk about her son, August. August is known for the one who styles Kim Kardashian. I love that too. Don't love Kim Kardashian though. So he is a fashion designer, and he has dressed Kim Kardashian. And he is very openly gay and proud. When he did an interview, he said, quote, "I was a chubby, ginger American gay kid in a British boarding school. I was set up for disaster. Then I heard the song Born This Way," end quote. Oh, that's so sweet. I love it. So he has had clothing that's been in New York Fashion Week, and he is also very popular on Instagram. He has dressed Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, and Paris Hilton. He is now 27, and he's doing great. He's doing amazing. So love that for sure. All right, so then his sister, she calls herself Nats. She's 28, and she's also an LGBTQ activist. She's an artist, and she married her longtime transgender partner, Gigi Gorgeous, who is on YouTube. Ooh, look up Gigi Gorgeous. Gigi Gorgeous sounds amazing. Natalie goes by Nats Getty Gorgeous. She's struggled with some mental health issues, though, and some substance abuse, but it seems like now she's kind of broken out of that, and she is feeling great, looking great. Everything about it is great. All right, so I told you that we were going to touch a little bit about the kidnapping of John Paul Getty III. So basically, here's the story. His father, J.P. Getty, had this reputation of being a cheapskate. And so a lot of people, when the kidnapping happened, thought that this could be a hoax. So his mother received a ransom note, and that's when the $17 million was demanded. The kidnappers didn't get the money. But there were some there were some ideas that the kidnapping wasn't real. And even members of the police were like, this seems sketchy. So John Paul Getty III, coincidentally enough, would always joke with his friends and family about how he would fake his own kidnapping just so he could squeeze some extra money out of his grandfather. Yeah. Let that roll around for a second. Okay. So when the ransom didn't get paid, the kidnappers sent a letter to the family again. And it read, "Dear Mummy, since Monday, I've fallen into the hands of kidnappers. Don't let me be killed," end quote. So that's when his grandfather was like, "I still don't know. I can't part with $17 million. So then the kidnappers cut off his ear and then a chunk of his hair and sent it to a newspaper in Rome, Italy. Pictures of the severed ear were all over the media. So finally, his grandfather was like, "All right, we're going to negotiate $2.2 million. Then it was $3 million. And so basically, $2.2 million was paid. And that was after J.P. Getty talked to his accountants. And his accountants were like, "No, you need to think about what's tax deductible and what's not." And that's when he decided on $2.2 million. Because that's the way people think. They have that kind of money just laying around. Anyway, John Paul Getty III was finally free. But there's still a lot of theories that this kidnapping was a hoax. And that he did it to himself just to get the money. But then people are like, if it was a hoax, then why is his PTSD so bad? Like, why did he go down this downward spiral if he did it to himself? And again, that's something I'll let you guys think about. So I know this was a little sped up. Maybe it's all the lattes I've had today, or maybe it's the fact that I haven't done a podcast in so long. Yeah, so I will be better about it. Like I said, we're moving this weekend, and hopefully I'll have a podcast up next week for you guys. I will have a new office. It'll be in my house. This is so fantastic. And yeah, so don't forget to check me out on Facebook. Lattes and Legends podcast on Instagram, Lattes and Legends, and the website is lattesandlegendspodcast.com. I've got coffee mugs and some stickers and all kinds of amazing things going on there. Hopefully now that I'm not teaching, I'll have time to work on the website like a lot of you asked me to do. If you like this podcast, please rate and subscribe and review wherever you listen to podcasts, all that good stuff. And if you don't like it, don't listen. You don't have to leave a review. Thanks. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great weekend, considering it is now Friday, August 13th. And I'll hopefully talk to you guys soon. Yeah. Stay tuned for more family curses next week. Goodbye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.